fired more than probably any radio host in Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh, dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. Yeah. We're nothing. We're piss.
Well, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Can? Is that Can Crush Jack?
You son of a bitch.
So he never has been a radio show host. He never will be a radio show host.
You son of a bitch.
This is not a show on how to be like somebody.
You son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
So basically, he destroyed his career within 2 weeks. It's like he likes to cross social boundaries.
Bitch.
Jack Klassen.
You are listening to the Jack Klassen Show.
High 9 a.m. The Patriot. God bless you guys. God bless anyone who lets me play Megadeth on the radio. Like, for real, dog. Red Pill Rap, you there, pal? You there? You coming in? I see you're there. You're really trying real hard. But there's no audio, there's no nothing, pal. Something's disconnected on your end. Thank you. It's a Jack Klassen Show, 9:90 a.m. No wonder Arizona's getting rid of me. I mean, can you blame them? I can't blame them. I mean, for real. I can't even get a dude to join in the call. You there, pal?
Hello.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
How about
I can hear
that?
Just fine. I can
hey,
hear you just
God
fine.
Bless the Patriot. God bless the Patriot. We love you guys.
Yeah, I mean, for real. I think without the Patriot, we wouldn't exist. There's actually a lot of things we wouldn't exist. Anyway, I will digress, Mr. Dude who moves his chair when he really shouldn't move his chair. But that's fine. I accept that. I accept a lot of things.
I'm trying to get the don't tread on me flag in the shot.
Yeah.
It's important these days.
It really is.
I wanted to ask you about that. Somebody told me it's a hate symbol today. Is that true?
Wait, the don't tread on me flag?
Yeah, someone told me that. They sent me some like
flag?
Yeah, they sent me some articles too. There's like they say it's racist.
Whoever you were talking to is mentally deficient. I mean, that's really it. You know,
I thought about it though. I should have probably looked into it because there's a lot of things.
No, they're
that
mentally
are fine.
Just,
that the,
yeah, no,
but the government
deficient.
Of Canada. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder if the government of Canada considers it a hate symbol.
Well, listen, you're talking about the government of Canada. Of course, they probably consider it a hate symbol. Anything that doesn't let anything that prevents them, any sort of ideology that prevents them from physically harming or physically raping you and your spouse, they are against.
Well, yeah, but it's so funny. Every single thing, they're like, it's dangerous. And we're like, yeah, it's dangerous for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not dangerous for anyone else. It's
I want a don't rape me flag.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That would be a good one. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You should put that in Mandarin on a t-shirt and then fly to Wuhan when they try to give you that bum swab.
Oh, man. I don't think anyone on this show can go to China anytime soon. I mean, for real.
We?
I mean, there's no reason to. I think I'm the only one who's actually been to China. I don't think.
Have you? Did you try the shark fin soup?
You know what? No, I was violently ill my entire China trip. Like, for real. I was incredibly sick. And all I remember was it was so odd being in such a modern country and a modern city, but yet at the same time they had the old India problem of pissing and pooping in the street, which is just nuts.
I think you were just in Portland, Jack.
Sorry, I was in Chinatown. I was in Vancouver. I was in Vancouver the whole time.
You get confused when you go down there. It's
I
hard
mean,
to tell.
It really is sometimes. Man, it's. I think we should sell the Gadsden flag that does say "Don't rape me, please." I think that's a good thing to sell on thoughtcrimes.ca. Please,
I like
no.
It.
Please, no rape.
Yeah, and it can say in smaller letters, "I'll pay my taxes. I promise."
You don't want to mess around with that stuff. At all. I mean, for real, dog. So give me the scoop. By the way, this is a boys-only show. I think Karen 1776 has fallen asleep.
Yeah, no girls allowed today.
Yeah, which is, you know, fine. Granted, we had a very... Ira had a very heavy focus show on her because she had made a complaint to HR, the Jack Klassen Show HR. Human relations.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Turns out Irishman's real rapey. She needs to don't
rape on me. Don't lay on
me. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. Oh, God. That's when we need our sound
effects.
We should
effects. Get whistles. We should get whistles. The Jack Klassen whistles.
Rape whistles?
Yeah.
Jack Klassen rape whistles.
Yes. Every time you blow at it. Every time you blow it goes, brother.
That'd be too great. Anyway, I have unfortunate news. I don't know what her status is for the Arizona station. I'll be completely honest. I wanted to wait till Karen was on here. It was a whole big thing. We had HR. Arizona stopped listing my show on their website.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I don't know what the status of it is, to be completely honest with you. And it's kind of freaking me out a little bit, because we're not... I didn't get any phone call. I haven't gotten an email from 990 AM The Patriot saying, hey, see ya, bye, you suck. And if I did, I should be getting a payout, which is good for everyone here involved. So, I mean, if they really want to fire me that bad, they, you know, they'll have to give me some cash.
Cash. Are you going to play that? Are you going to play this forever?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, it's Arizona, so it's Mexico. Apparently, they're getting overrun right now. And we broadcast right into the detainment centers. Joe Biden's kids with cages.
Oh, and love to see it.
I'm taking full advantage of that today. I don't know if this is like our last week. I don't know if we're even broadcasting into Arizona right now. I think I goofed up. Someone goofed up along the way.
Yeah, I wonder what it was that did it, hey?
That's really what fascinates me most about this show, because it's always something that undoes everything is always like something inane.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's so much that you could probably get mad at that people totally lose focus. And they get mad because, Red Pill said something bad about... Yeah, they really come after you, pal. Well, not the Mexicans. The Mexicans come after me. I'm the Mexicans' number one enemy. Sinaloa cartel. You can't kill me. You don't got shooters anywhere.
Can you stop playing this? It's so distracting.
Listen. Viva la 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 la. No habla español. I'm playing this music for the detainees in the refugee immigration center. Da, 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 da. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like, dude, truly, out of every country, I think Mexico probably has the worst music.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, for real.
They've got one genre, and it sucks.
It's yeah, 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 yeah. We got maracas. Yeah, 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 yeah. The comment, dude, I'm super high, but seriously, I can appreciate the culture in six songs. Thanks, Mexico. Signed, Italy. Italy? Italian music? What is Italian music? It's probably even worse. Let's see. Italian music.
How... The guards that are locking up all these kids, do you think they're diverse? Do you think they're like men, women, trannies, a bunch of different colors?
See, we're talking about Joe Biden's America. And in Joe Biden's America, every second cop has to be a person of color and or a protected minority. Or a trans person.
Do retarded people count?
Listen. All Border Patrol are retarded.
Not at our border, man. They're on it. Like, I was talking to my friend because, like, she needs to get into the States and she doesn't want to get the bum swab or the nose swab. And I was saying, like, why don't you just fly to Mexico and then walk across? It'd be way easier.
Oh,
it makes a lot more
man,
sense.
That's a whole other gimmick here. Let's see, Italian music. What do they got for Italian music? I gotta end this before I get into that gimmick. Oh, okay. This is what Italians are known for. The Godfather's theme song. That's the only Italian song I know. Oh, actually, here's another song that is famous that they would often sing in Italy during the early parts of the 19th century. Jet Classic Show. I'm looking up historical music. What can I say? No woman here. There's no woman here, so I can get away with playing this stuff. Alrighty. This song was also played in Italy. This is a good song.
Oh, Jack, that's so loud.
Sorry, my... How's that for an Italian song? It's because they were part of the Axis, dummy. It was because they were part of the Axis Red Pill rapper. That's a German soldier song. That's the joke.
Okay, man. Well, it just blew out my eardrums, so I couldn't even, comprehend what's going on.
Maybe you should embrace your German pride.
I'm half Irish. I like to that one. Let's stick to that one. It's less offensive.
Hey, hold on a second. I got important news.
A lot of people don't know this, but the best way to
No, they're playing an ad. Why do they play ads before news? That is so annoying.
A Stratford man from putting up his flags, but there was just enough sun for him to put out his American flag and his Nazi flag. News 8's Ken Pierce live in our New Haven newsroom.
Beautiful.
With
this
why
guy's flying the
this
red,
US
white,
badass.
Keith Josephson Cabbage is not a Nazi. He says instead he is an American patriot, a veteran.
I love this guy.
He says America's president, President Obama, is becoming a dictator, and that is why he has made this controversial choice to fly the Nazi flag outside his Stratford home as a form of political protest.
I wonder what he's doing with that.
Josephson
Cabbage
Joe Biden flying
being
some
in
new
office.
Flags
what kind
on
of flag
Stratford
he's
house
flying
this
now?
Week.
U.S. flag. Can't, maybe he's got the Gadsden flag like me.
My country's flag, obviously, yeah.
And the Nazi flag, why?
Well, that I'm flying as a form of political protest against President Obama's policies and administration.
Oh, well, I really don't feel that the flag should be flown. I mean, it's kind of anti-everybody.
John O'Grady lives across the street in a neighborhood where the stars
actually
and stripes are everywhere, but it's the one swastika that has people stopping to take pictures.
Well, my first assumption would not be that he's against Obama, that it would be that he's, you know, against
yeah,
America
no
and
shit.
Everybody else.
He's against, you know, he's against.
And it's also to defend the Constitution.
Yes, and Cabbage served 4 years in the Marine Corps.
The
neighbors
Jews?
Apparently called the police about his flag, but the town attorney says there's nothing illegal about it. Sienkiewicz says he'll keep flying the Nazi flag until President Obama changes what he says are dictatorial policies. He cites the president's lack
man.
Of answers about
Benghazi. So is he saying Obama's a Nazi? Is that his point?
I think so.
That's hilarious.
He did that. That old man did it 7 years ago. Can you imagine doing that in the current year?
He'd be dead. He would die.
Dude, George Floyd's ghost would come out of nowhere and step on his neck 1,000%. He wouldn't last 2 minutes. Right?
Man, I made it through 4 hours of that trial today, the live stream, and dude, that guy is going to get off scot-free, and they're going to be so pissed. It's going to get really ugly, man.
Yeah, it's because listen, man, I'm already in hot water. I don't know if I should even have an opinion.
You want to get into it?
I mean, dude.
You want to get into it?
Dude, listen. We like black lives. We like blue lives. I am fond of yellow lives. I don't know. The dude ate a fentanyl strip. The guy ate a fentanyl strip, dude. He was high. And not to mention, he also, didn't he put a Glock up to a pregnant woman's womb? Or like belly?
Well, I think that was years prior, or at the very least it was a long
dude,
time before.
Once you're over the age of 25 and you're sticking guns up to pregnant women's bellies, I'm sorry, dude, it's just over. That's, you're old
enough to
know that you shouldn't be doing that. I mean, for
I
real.
Get, yeah, yeah, I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying that, like, with this trial, like, nobody cares about the trial. He's guilty in their minds, but the end result is that, like, I don't think that it was the knee on the neck that killed him. And I think that, I think he should be, I think that was like, you know, excessive force. I think it was horrible that he put the knee on the neck, but as far as I can tell, it's the fentanyl that killed him.
I mean,
and that's, when that comes out, it's going to be bad because that's not what these people want
to
hear.
I really wish Karen was here to buzz both of us.
Because we're so scared.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's it. Because we're so scared. God damn it, dude. Why do people have to have regular lives? It's the craziest thing. It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:09 a.m. Phoenix, Arizona. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't know. K Bear. Worst comes to worst, dude. We're going to be Tampa Bay, 14:40 a.m. Willie Jones, dog. 14:40.
Hey, that's
all right. Yeah, listen, we'll always be on the air. Maybe not
yeah,
where
we just
I want to be.
Moving.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they can't they can't handle us, brother. They can't handle what we're doing. And frankly, I learned that every show we do, about 25% of it gets cut or bleeped. So, I mean, I don't know. Go to the Podomatic, thoughtcrimes.ca, check it all out. We got all the ancillary shows. We got your show. We got Karen's music show. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to keep doing this. Like, just straight up, dog. I don't know.
Really? What do you mean, man?
Well, listen. It's very hard to get radio stations at this time. I've talked to a lot. Most people are amazed that they even let me on the radio.
Okay, it is incredible. It really is. You're a real legend, Jack, for real.
Oh, damn straight.
You can't quit now. It's too late.
No, there's
the boys are back, bro.
Yeah, listen. This is when... Karen, I gotta reprimand you for not being on the show. God damn it. God damn it. You would stop this from happening. Look at that. I'm marking out far too much. It's a Jack Classic.
Told them you were living downtown. Driving all the old men crazy.
Right there.
The boys are back in town. That's it. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face.
Man, Johnny should have beat the shit place out of her.
If that chick don't want to know, forget her.
What's up, it's Ned, and you're listening to the Jack Klassen Show. These assholes are irresponsible and completely unprofessional. They're on mushrooms, for God's sakes. They got kicked out of Alabama, for Christ's sake. They suck. Fuck these guys.
Thank you.
again. Check it out. We're back. It's the Jack Klassen Show. 9:90 a.m. Possibly. I hope. For Christ's sakes, I hope we're still on. If not, you know, whatever. We'll make do. We'll figure it out. You know, nothing gives me... We're a professional radio show here. I gotta figure that one out. I'm sorry, everyone on the Podomatic who has to listen to the, you know, the small little imperfections that we nail out before we send it out to the radio. I mean, you get what you get. We're still doing an awesome job. Karen or not, I am so missing my goddamn sound effects. Like, for real, dude. I feel almost naked. I almost feel naked without them. It's the worst feeling ever. By the way, it's Jack Klassen Show. God, you know what I love? You know what I love more in life? And then, hold on just a second. I think I'm gonna fart into the microphone. Let's do that. Hey, the Woody Show, Coast to Coast. You don't do this, man. You can't do this. Solid. That was a solid fart. Hell yeah. Check it out. Oh, it's Red Pill Rapper back, making as much noise as possible. Thank you.
Bang, bang.
Oh,
bang,
my
bang,
God.
Bang.
Okay, please do not shut your door like that. Please.
Sorry.
I ask very little. Or put a suppression deal on your deal. I don't know. I mean,
all right,
for real.
Man, all right. I'm sorry. Can you get your webcam going? You're like two circling dots.
I'm two circling dots. I'm not fixing it. It's stuck with the OBS. You're number one on this stream, dog. Listen, I was just about to
say. Glad to be here.
Before I farted on the microphone, I was about to say, one of my greatest thrills is turning down women.
Is that right?
Yeah, dude, I love it. It's the best. It's so kick-ass, and it makes you feel like the man. I don't know what it is, but turning down women is, like, awesome. It's such a great feeling.
It's an alpha move, man. What happened? What went down?
You know, nothing big. I just, I'll be honest with you, man. It's the oddest thing with this show. It attracts broads. And there's no real reason for it because I hate broads. I really do. I think all women are dumb. I don't think they offer too much in reality. I mean, very few do. Karen 1776, one of the few. In fact, the only person I would ever tolerate on a radio show. 1,000%. No other woman, but they all got the same move. They all do the same thing. They go, oh, Jack, I was listening to your show. Hold on a second. I just sound like Mickey Mouse. Come on, let's try this again. They'll go. All of them. They all go,
Yo, Jack, I love your show. You're so great. You want to hang out? Maybe I can do the show sometime. You know, and really,
all in reality, they just want to come over and blow me. And it's like, dog, I don't got time for that. I really don't. I really have far better things to do than get blown by some dumb whore.
Jack, come on.
I know, for real.
What, because you're looking for something meaningful? Is that what you're saying? You don't want just, you know, some, what's, I don't know, what word would you use? Some hussy? Is that what people say? You don't want some hussy? You want something special or what?
No. I just hate women and I like to see them suffer.
Oh, okay. All right. What kind of women do you attract? Are they, like, schizophrenic, or are they like nice, normal people?
Listen,
is there an age demographic? White women?
I got poisoned.
Black women, Chinese
when
women?
I was young, I got poisoned by a crazy broad, and that crazy broad scent never left me.
Whoa.
So
what'd she poison you with? Did she give you a vaccine?
No, dude, you're totally missing the point. God damn it. This is why. Listen. I desperately need a buzzer. I can't. Hold on a second.
What happened? What'd she do?
Hold on a second, dude. Hold on a second. I have to actually go out of my way and I have to find a goddamn buzzer just because of that.
This show's crashing and burning.
No, nothing's crashing and burning here, dude, except for the lack of sound effects, and it's making me mad. Plus, I had this whole big thing where we asked, well, actually, I'm going to throw this on Karen. Karen asked people to send us pictures of their poop in a toilet, okay. Like, you know, if they take a big dump, and people actually did.
Did they really?
Yeah, they really did, but we'll have wow. to wait. Yeah, we'll have to wait.
That speaks to our listeners. I'm not sure it's what it beautiful. Means, but...
It's... Dude, I had 5 people send in pictures of their poop, which was... I don't know, frankly, I'm not hating on that.
Oh, there it is.
There, hold on.
Did Stefan do it?
Dude, Stefan's the man. Of course he sent us pictures of his poop. You know that. He's a hero.
I love Stefan, man. He's my favorite.
So yeah, we gotta rate so next show we have to rate everyone's poop. Oh my god, put that away. Please. Jesus Christ.
It's suspenseful
Christ.
Music.
It's not suspenseful. Okay, listen. Listen. I just put away the goddamn buzzer, dude. You can't even play the ukulele.
It's suspenseful.
No, it's not suspenseful. It's cancerous. I mean, right. Dude, for real. Listen.
All right, it's away.
I love rejecting women. It's fantastic. It's one of the greatest feelings ever. And
I want to know what... Sorry, go ahead.
No, okay, what do you want to know? What's your question?
Rejecting I want to know what happened. What happened that made you feel like this?
Because, first of all, if I want to hang out with someone... I'm going to hang out with the boys. I ain't going to hang out with some broad. Third of all, dude, listen, you throw your pussy out there like it's currency. Who gives a shit? You're almost valueless to me. And fourth of all, women are gay. What can I say?
Okay, that's the quote of the year.
Yeah.
Women are gay.
No, I just feel like that's the ultimate power is being able to reject their pussy currency.
That's true, man, but not, I don't know, like, not all women are like that. You know what I mean? Some women don't view it as
yeah.
currency.
Yeah.
A lot do, a lot yeah. do, but not all.
3 out of every 10,000. That's what the odds are, brother.
Hey, did you literally get poisoned?
Oh, yeah, dude, I literally got poisoned.
What happened?
Dude, I had a rough... No, listen, dude. You bang... If you're the first chick you bang is a crazy chick, you get poisoned... You know this, and you know this is true, Red Pill Rapper. If the mm-hmm. first chick you bang is a crazy chick, for the rest of your life, you have crazy chick poison. You can't avoid it.
Whoa.
Is it not true? Is it not
yeah,
true?
It is.
It's like a stink. Yeah, it's like a stink, and you can never wash off that stink. Seriously.
No.
It's not the second girl you bang. It's always the first. If you bang a crazy chick the first time, you're just done. For the rest of your life, you will attract crazy... And I'm not talking like crazy fun chicks. I'm talking... Light you on fire if they're mad at you, kind of chick. That's what I'm talking about.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah. Yeah, validate me.
I was dating a woman once upon a time. This was many years ago. And I broke up with her because things weren't working out.
Yeah.
You know? And
King, yes.
I was living in a city far, far away.
Yeah.
And the next day, and this, keep in mind, I lived in an area with lots of Somalians. So this
yes.
is something that would happen.
Yes. Black people problems. Yes.
So not blacks, just Somalians.
Yeah. Okay.
A little rough around the edges. Someone had thrown a rock through my window and they didn't take any of the money that was in my center console. And they didn't take my grinder full of weed.
Badass.
But it was the day after I broke up with her. And
was she Somalian?
Like, no. White girl.
Oh, okay.
And
no race mixing here.
She never said, like, she never admitted to it, but I've always wondered if she did it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
who do you,
like, Occam's razor says yes, right? It kind of just makes sense, because
dude, I told you, you're poisoned. You got crazy girl poison. And there's nothing wrong, and I should have said there's nothing wrong with lazy girl, with crazy girl poison.
Lazy.
Well, it goes hand in hand. You just gotta watch
Not
out.
Not always.
You gotta watch out for, listen, I'm gonna discriminate now. Just so everyone's clear, I'm discriminating. You gotta watch out for BPDE girls, borderline personality disorder girls. They're the worst. They're the cancer. They're like the number one cancer. You gotta watch out for women who have ever been in the psych ward, regardless of their current mental health.
Okay.
And you have to watch out for women that have never had a job.
It's probably like fair advice.
No, it's fair advice. And I'm telling you, as a dude who you first banged a crazy broad, has that not been all your chicks? All of them to a T?
No. Not all.
Majority.
You gotta be careful.
A vast majority. Let's discriminate a little bit here, boy.
Don't call me boy. Oh my god.
You know I'm right, boy.
Listen. It's tough because it's a fine line, man. Because there's, I don't know, if you're like me and if you're like, you know, bad man Jack Clausen over here, basic women are not of interest. You know what I mean? Wearing Uggs, they want to go to Cactus Club. They want, you know, they want to do the whole Valentine's Day thing. Like, basic women are no fun.
You still got to do the Valentine's bullshit. Doesn't matter.
But you know what I mean,
yeah,
right?
I got you.
Like Starbucks and that kind of stuff. They're not of interest. And so outside of that realm, there's all kinds, and like it's hard to walk that line of not normie but also not insane. It's a hard balance to find.
Just listen, I came off harsh. There's a little bit of craziness you can handle, but it's very, very, very rare. Would you not say?
Well, yeah,
it's a hard balance.
Yeah, they got to have coping mechanisms.
Yeah,
they
relationship to, like, talk on the Jack Klassen show. Crazy broads.
It's tough. It's tough to find the balance. And I don't know. I don't, like, I'm insane as well. So
I don't know. I'm also insane too. Wait, hold on a second. I'm not making a very good argument, am I? Listen, I'm just saying there's a lot of broads and there's at least a handful of them that listen to this show that email me and go, hey, blah, blah, blah. And I just have to tell them I'm not interested. I think it's cool that you like the show, and I think it's cool that you want to be on, but it's just not happening. It's just never going to happen. I will never, ever date a chick that I don't want to talk to for more than 5 minutes. And that's 99% of women right there. I can't stand them. All I think of is I see a literal piece of meat. That's how sexist and transphobic I am.
Jack, I think a lot of what you're saying isn't unreasonable, but I do sense some venom, you know, some like real resentment in your tone that I think is coming from somewhere else that maybe these women don't deserve, you know?
It's like
you're unloading baggage on these women. They don't necessarily deserve it.
No, you don't understand. When you have a broad try to cut your penis off and light you on fire, that's when you say, hey, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm a better man.
What happened?
Oh, my
God.
What
happened?
Dude,
you gotta tell the story.
First chick made me take benzos and stuff before we banged. So the first time I'm banging her, My penis is just like flopping in the wind. It's just like, I'm going, what the fuck's wrong with me, dude? I was waiting 17 years of my whole life to finally get some poon, and this chick's feeding me pharmaceuticals? And she did it on purpose for 6 months. It messed me up, dog. Also, leaving me in a state that it's a whole long story. Stealing wallets, and then there was a chick that tried to light me on fire. And then there was the 20 chicks I just banged doing radio. I lived a very, there was a good little spree between like 17 and 25 where I was just like banging every broad. And then when I hit 25, I was just like, you know what, dog? I've made it this far without getting AIDS. I'm not going to deal with it. Next chick, like you said, actually we shouldn't even, never mind. There's a whole big rigmarole here. Listen.
Kentucky boy in the chat says, better off sleeping with a dude.
Is that what our feedback is? It's a Jack Classen show, 9:90 a.m. 9:90 a.m. Listen, we're compelling radio, dude. I don't know how much longer they'll let me on. Technically, we're supposed to be on till May. We're doing a good job. Well, but yeah, our feedback, Kentucky boy 88 says, better off sleeping with a dude.
We got a rollerblader in the chat, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, listen, brother. I'm just saying, listen. Listen, I'm not in the market. I am engaged. And it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, crazy broads, you got to watch out for them.
There must be something about that 25 age bracket, because I've got a very different headspace than you, but I have come to a similar conclusion where it's not a good way to live your life, you know, just trying to, that whole hookup culture is such a trap.
Oh,
it's
dude,
a bad way to live.
1,000%. So you get a billion losers, yet, oh my God, just worthless individuals. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying not to get myself in trouble. That's really what I'm trying not to do.
You're already
we're trying
in trouble,
really.
Jack.
Yeah, I know. Listen. My advice to you, boy, is
Kentucky boy.
no, to you, Red Pill rapper. My advice to you: you gotta stop sleeping around so much.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
anymore.
No,
I don't.
You do, man. I heard.
I'm doing.
I heard
good.
What you're
I'm
doing at the job. Rallies. I hear you're taking every chick's phone number at the rallies.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you're
gosh.
Fighting for freedom by getting puss, which is cool.
Oh, nice, Jack. Nice.
Dude, come
way
on.
To spread
listen,
baseless rumors.
Listen, I'm telling the truth here, dude. You know that's true.
It's not true. It's actually not.
Dude,
I'm doing
check
good,
out,
man.
You go to your Red Pill Rapper's Facebook. All chicks. That's all you add on Facebook is chicks.
Oh my god.
Dude,
you know
the
what,
chicks
man?
Love
been-
you.
The men are just so weak. There's barely any men in these
movements. The cute girls love you. Like, for real. It's the funniest thing. No, dude, I'm watching. That's what prompted this. Well, other than me rejecting women that I do also still enjoy. But that's also, I was concerned about you, man. I saw you, you know, adding all these Q chicks and all these Freedom Rally chicks. And it's like, man, you're just going to get yourself hurt, pal.
No, I'm trying to just like take a step back because I'm trying to find a wife, man. I'm trying to find a wife. You're... And so I've learned it doesn't make sense.
You need to find like, a trans person.
Yeah,
that's the
Blair
ultimate
White.
Partner. That's the ultimate
Blair
partner.
White.
I mean, for real.
No, I'd be down. Listen, I'd be down for Blair White.
By the
that's
way, the next Jack Classen show, we are judging listeners' poop. So if you want, email the show, jackclassenshow@aol.com. JackClassenShow@AOL.com. Yes, we use AOL. Send me pictures of your poop. And we'll judge it live on the air. That's very great radio. What can I say? You're going to judge pictures too, Red Pill Rapper. You get to see everyone's poop, man.
I might not make it.
No.
I might not make it that day. I don't want any part of that.
Oh, man. By the way, Kentucky Boy 88, I sleep around with both. And... leave and never see him anymore. LOL. See, Kentucky boy knows what's up.
This guy gets it.
God. Speaking of crazy broads, that first crazy broad, she took me to Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah, Kentucky's messed up, dude. And her whole family was messed up. She's dead, actually. We discovered that she was dead. That's a whole long story.
That was her.
Her family, her mom would sleep with the cousin. That's a true story. 1,000% true. Just giving you a little bit of a frame of reference here. The first crazy broad, her mom would sleep with her cousin. When we were in Kentucky, we went to a place called God, Whitesville. and it was still segregated, which was just insane.
Wow.
And I've never felt more hated in my life, because first of all, I was Canadian, because everyone could, because, you know, it was a small town, everyone could spot that you weren't a local, you don't belong there. So I was Canadian, so the whites hated me, and the blacks hated me for being white. Seriously, I couldn't win. At all.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, no, and then the whole mum, I mean, really, the mum banging the cousin should have been a red flag for the whole family, the whole blah, 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 living in my attic for 3 months, blah, 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 blah.
What a nightmare.
I was insane, dude. I was absolutely bonkers. And then I was like, yeah, listen, I've made poor life decisions, but I'm a better person now. No one's hiding in my attic. I don't have any Anne Frank in my closet no more. I stopped doing that.
Well, now you just harbor anti-maskers on your radio show.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And known terrorists. Which is fine. I can't wait for the government to come knocking on my door. God.
Oh, it's coming, man.
Speaking of which, the border better open up on the 21st. If it doesn't, I'm going to go insane. I've been trying to go down to the States since, God, September now? And we're at the point where I've had, God, tons of interviews, but a lot of these people want to see me in person. I had a whole big Chicago trip set up where I was meeting a couple Chicago radio stations. That kind of fell through, which sucks, dude. So we're at the point now where if that border doesn't open up March 22nd, I'm going to... This is my idea. I'm going to fly down there. There's a couple radio stations I'm talking to. I'm going to meet some people, meet some acquaintances. And then, because I don't want to come back. Now, you're the professional. I don't want to come back and have to be stuck in the $3,000 COVID hotel because I don't have $3,000 to spend. So this is my plan. Where I'm going to go down. We're going to fly to the East Coast, and then I'm going to take a bus down. I'm taking a bus down to Missouri, and then I'm going to take the bus directly to the Soyuz border crossing and just walk across.
Sure.
I've talked to Homeland Security. I've talked to CBSA. I've talked to everyone. I figured out that you can still fly, which is like so bonkers. You can still fly to the States. But you can't drive and be by yourself, which is just doesn't make any sense. So I can fly to the States, do my thing, meet some people, establish some contacts, take my bus down to Missouri. And I'll be honest, the Missouri trip is just so I can party with our transgender co-host, Steven.
Oh,
yeah.
Go.
He's in
Harry Hormones?
Yeah, Harry Hormones. Harry Hormones. Lest anyone get confused. And then I'm just going to take the 25-hour bus ride back right up to the border and just walk across and take a cab from a Soyuz. I mean, they have to take me in. I'm a Canadian citizen. I'll do my COVID test. They have to do it.
Don't let them swab you, dude. Don't let them swab you.
Why? What are they going to do when they swab me? I don't want to I'm not getting an anal swab. No anal swabbing here.
Well, yeah, it's almost better than the nose one, man. I got it done and they scooped out half my brain.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot how to do basic math.
That's a risk I'm willing to take. I mean, for real.
All right, man. Well, I want to go with you to chill with Harry Hormones. I want to look through his reading library.
By the way, Kentucky Boy 88, one of my favorite commenters ever on the live stream. You're better off, by the way, he's speaking in all capital letters, which is also hilarious. You're better off spraying dark tan on yourself. You might get lucky. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. What if I walked across that illegal border crossing in Quebec? Would I get arrested? I'd probably get arrested before all those other gross fucking refugees. I'm sorry. I'm all about, like, dude, I've had so many opportunities in my life to enter the United States, the world's greatest country, illegally. But I just can't do it. I'm too stubborn, and I would feel like the biggest hypocrite ever, because frankly, if you really want into this country, it's super easy, dude. Like, it's super easy. So why, I'm going to walk up to Canada. It's like, dog, just sign that refugee paper, come in legally, then I won't be mad at you. It's just such a scumbag move. That's how Al-Qaeda gets into your country. Just saying.
Like, they're going to Montreal, you know what I mean? They're going to the third world. I don't know why you'd want to go to Quebec.
Ah, for real. Ah, it's Jack Classic Show. Have you noticed the influx of people from countries that you wouldn't want to visit?
Where, like in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think I left Edmonton, man? Edmonton's a mess.
Yeah. Well, have you noticed it here? It's everywhere.
No, actually.
You can't avoid it at all.
Oh, we got you.
Oh, check it out. It's a Jack Classen show. Our favorite Texas listener. You there, pal? You there? He's not even here. Or did I mute him?
No, I can hear him.
Oh,
you can hear you, Brent.
You can hear. Oh, I muted him. Thank God. You, Brent, you there, pal? We're coming in right at the end. How are you doing, pal? You, Brent? I unmuted you, dude.
Oh, thanks, you, Brent. Appreciate that, brother.
Not even my. Why can't I hear him? That is so.
I can hear you. No problem. Jack's a mess.
That's hilarious. Well, you know what? Maybe it's for the better. I cannot hear anyone. That is fantastic. What a great way to end the show.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You love to see it.
I love to see it. I mean, what can I say? What do you hear? What do you say? It's Jack Classen Show. I miss my sound effects. It kind of... Listen, we had a very important show. I don't know what we talked about, but next show, we're judging people's poop. So you, Bran, if you're listening, send us pictures of your poop. JackClassenShow@AOL.com. I will take all poop pictures. I will take everyone's poop picture. Even yours, you, Bran. I can't hear him. Thank God. Goodbye.
What's up, it's Ned, and you're listening to the Jack Classen Show. These assholes are irresponsible and completely unprofessional. They're on mushrooms, for God's sakes. They got kicked out of Alabama, for Christ's sake. They suck. Fuck these guys.